Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
It's time for Mr. Hittner.
Whitner, Hittner, whatever you want to call him.
Former 49ers Pro Bowl safety and current NBC Sports Bay Area analyst Dante Whitner.
Dante Whitner hit everything he saw in opposing colors today.
Now here's Tolbert and Copes on KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
Jimmy Garoppolo is back at the helm at quarterback for the 49ers after Sunday's injury to starter Trey Lance. Jimmy Garoppolo came off the bench to go 13 of 21 for 154 yards, one passing touchdown and a rushing touchdown. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say something very bold. And that bold thing is, with Jimmy Garoppolo back at quarterback, I think the 49ers have the chance to run the table. Yeah, that's right. I think they have a chance to go 16-0.
Hell of a take from our next guest, Dante Whitner, is here on the UMA guest line. Dante, you never shy away from a strong take. You never shy away from a prediction. You'll put your name on something. You're confident, you think it's legit on the table that the Niners could run the table here. Dante joins us from NBC Sports Bay Area. What's going on, man? It is a bold prediction, man.
Yes, a bold prediction. I don't know if they'll go 16-0, but I think they have a chance to win majority of the games that they have left remaining on the schedule. And I think they feel the same with the way that the defense playing, the special teams vastly upgraded, making plays, causing turnovers. And then with the offense, getting Jimmy Garoppolo back under center, run first, get the ball out quick, allow the playmakers to do what they do and get yards after the catch. I think the 49ers have a chance to win majority of the games left on
it. I hear what you're saying. I got you.
Wait a minute. You just went from 16-0 to, I'm not really sure if they're going to go 16-0.
Yeah, that's where I'm at with it. That's where I'm at with it, guys. You know, I feel like Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll said that last week, you know, when they were going into the 49ers, like, yeah, we have a chance to go undefeated. I'm like, yeah, let me go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, nice.
And you bring the Pete Carroll out of myself.
Yeah, see, there you go, man. There you go. That's why you're great, Dante. So what did you think of Jimmy's play, though? I mean, you mentioned the numbers there. He looked like Jimmy. People were excited because I know they were down on Trey after 1 week. It's an emotional moment when you lose your quarterback in a huge play like that early in the season. But Jimmy comes back. We're all familiar with him. And he made some throws. He made some plays. And then he had a couple of bad ones. But what did you think in general of his performance?
Well, I think it was remarkable, being that he didn't have any time with the team in spring, OTAs, mini camps. He wasn't with the team in training camp. Didn't really take many snaps in practice. He split scout team reps with Purdy. So to come off the bench without any reps and really lead the 49ers to a touchdown throw, another one where he was able to punch it in at the end, make a lot of the key throws to Brandon Ayuk in the slot, two big pass interferences where he took shots downfield for Brandon Ayuk, one at the end of the game and one in the third quarter. Jimmy Garoppolo, like, he was in full control of this offense. This offense is predicated around him getting the ball out, having a quick release, RPO game, a lot of inside routes where he can get the ball to Debo, Ayuk, Kittle, and let these guys do what they do. So it was good to see him out there. I'm not glad that Trey Lance got hurt in the circumstances. They really suck. Wishing him the best and wish for a full recovery. But Jimmy Garoppolo, this is his offense.
Did you have any problem whatsoever with the play calling of Kyle Shanahan while Trey Lance was the quarterback, or the type of plays they ran with Trey Lance?
No, I didn't have a problem with it, being that they did the same thing last week in Chicago. They did it this past week, and unfortunately, he got hurt. They ran the same play against Chicago, and he fell forward for 12 yards. So, you know, just one of those freak accidents. You know, things happen sometimes, but I can see why the fans and everybody mad. It seemed like, you know, he didn't really trust Trey Lance too much. You know, on those third downs, when you're running the ball with your quarterback, a guy who's not used to taking those type of hits from the defense, it makes you question, like, hey, do you really trust him, or should you have gone to the backup sooner than that? So I can see why people are down on Kyle Shanahan right now.
How impressed were you with Talanoa Hufanga for a second straight week?
Man, he's playing like the best safety in the league. And I'm not just saying that. Listen to me. I've seen him do everything that a great safety has to do. That's be able to play at the line of scrimmage. That's blitz angles. That's being able to beat the Z crack receiver, get in the backfield, make TFLs. He's canceling two gaps sometimes as a extra linebacker. He's playing in coverage. He's anticipating the throws. He's getting his hands on the football. He should have had another interception last week where he just perfectly played the seam ball where they teach the safety to almost let the receiver run by you, slice underneath, and get the pick. Because if you stay too high, that ball is going to get beamed in there. He played that perfectly. So I don't know what you can say about his game that's negative. So if he continues on this route, he'll definitely be all pro with the way that the defense is performing overall and him as an individual.
Yeah, he's all over the screen. I mean, what he's been doing is incredible. I don't know as much about Gibson. I haven't seen him as much on the screen.
I know everything about Gibson. I played with
Tell
Gibson
me about him.
We made the Pro Bowl together.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Very instinctive, you know, controls the middle of the field, can get sideline to sideline, get past the numbers on both sides. A ball hawk, a true ball hawk. I believe that our first year together, he has 7-8 interceptions. Bounced around after that, but from what I see, he's out there making plays. He should have had an interception the first week. We're on the sideline that he dropped. Wanted the receiver grabbed his arm out of there. And then last week, the Hufanga tipped it back to him. So I think that when Ward comes back, they're still going to have to find a way to get Gibson on the field because he's a true ball hawk. And we know that turnovers is a direct correlation with wins and losses. So, yeah, they have another good safety out there, even with Ward.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Returns.
Talking to Dante Whitner on the UMA guest line. A couple more minutes here. We do it every week. Tom and I were talking earlier about Deebo Samuel and how much he's run early in the season. He didn't start sort of in that run out of the backfield role until middle of the year last year, and obviously it carried him to the NFC Championship game. I'm wondering if you anticipate him to keep up this role or if they're going to use him and ride him even more because of the injuries to the backfield. He's on pace for more than 100 carries right now. I would not anticipate that that's what he's going to get, but they are short on backs right now.
Why not? Deebo has turned into really a true halfback. Did you see him make guys miss in the open field,
cut
back into the teeth of the defense? Yeah. I've seen three guys surround him. When I look at the top shot of that, a picture on Twitter, you have one guy on the outside, one in the middle, and one to the right. And he made them all miss, cut back into the teeth of the defense. And it's not just his playmaking ability on the ground. It's catching the ball. It's the screens, especially with Jimmy Garoppolo on there. He gets that ball out really quick and allow Deebo to transition with it, make guys miss and, you know, read off his blocks. But another thing that nobody's really talking about, Deebo was the cause for that touchdown to Dwelly. When Deebo swung to the flat like that after the play action fake, Brooks, the linebacker, number 56, who's responsible for Dwelly up the field, he's keyed in on Deebo Samuel. Everybody's keyed in on Deebo Samuel. And that's why Dwelly was so wide open. So it's not only when he gets the ball, he's running it or catching it out of the backfield or whatever he's doing. It's when he's a decoy, he's still affecting the defense.
Great insight.
What do you like about I like Jeff Wilson Jr. He's a guy that every time he gets his shot, he delivers. What do you think about him?
I think he's a tough, running back. He fits well in this scheme. Whenever they have injuries, like they always do every year, Jeff Wilson is in there. He ran the ball very well up the gut. He delivers some blows, and that's what it's going to take. And they're going to have Foster. He's going to have to get in there as well. I saw that they just upgraded Mac to the roster. These injuries at the running back position could be devastating for the offense, but with a guy like Jeff Wilson, you have to keep him healthy.
Are you more confident now? I mean, you mentioned the 16 wins. You think that what I said to Tom yesterday is that I think with Jimmy as a quarterback, they're better right now than they were entering week two, and I think in general their floor is a little bit higher than it was. But, I don't know how much Jimmy improves. I just think he's the guy we've seen in the past. You're more confident, though, that this is a team that can make a run with him than with Trey Lance.
Well, coming off the shoulder injury and previously the ACL injury and not having to practice all offseason, being able to rehab, focus on getting stronger, I think Jimmy looked fresh. So I think that he'll be ready for the long haul. And then with this offense, you know, you can tell that the entire offense feels better. Did you see how every guy put a hat on his helmet mm-hmm. when he scored that second touchdown? They were excited that he was out there. They know everything that he's been through, and for him to fight back and lead them to a win, that was great. That's great leadership. So I like where they are with this offense. I think that with a full 2 weeks of practice snaps, getting Jimmy Garoppolo back into the swing of things, he's due for a big game. And when you look at Jimmy Garoppolo, this is the same offense or even better than he led to 2 NFC championships and 1 throw away from winning the Super Bowl. All of these guys are mature now. Debo's not a pup anymore. Ayuk is not a baby anymore. You're still going to get George Kittle back. I think that it's time for Garoppolo to really lead this team to something special and, you know, get everybody off his back. And, you know, he's going to start this week. He started last week. I think he's going to continue it again this week.
Yeah, I mean, you and I have talked over the last few years about quarterbacks you played with and players not having confidence in that quarterback. I don't think that that's the vibe or the feeling at all. Jimmy runs onto the field, and he feels like a starter. Doesn't feel like a backup's coming into the game or like you lost a quarterback. You have a guy who's won there before. Before we let you go, Dante, I wanted to ask you about what you've seen from Russell Wilson so far this year. I know you're going to get into your film study and stuff for this week, but a couple of weird games for the Broncos. How does Russ look to you heading into Sunday?
He looks a little off, and when you look at that offense over there in Denver, it's really the cousin offense to the Seattle Seahawks. They do everything Seattle does, a lot of outside running, cutback running, relying on the vision of the backs. It's really a run-first offense, play action, some RPOs, bootlegs getting them outside the pocket, but that offensive line over there, they can't protect Russ, and that's really why he's struggling right now. They can't punch it in the red zone. They struggle in the red zone. They had 2 turnovers the first game of the season, and a missed field goal in the red zone. So they have good backs. They have Javonte Williams, number 33. He's very slippery, breaks a lot of tackles, and Gordon in the backfield. So you're going to have to gang tackle those two. Don't know about Judy's availability this week, but do know that Sutton, number 14, he led them in receptions, touchdowns, yards last week. Big body receiver. He'll throw it up to him in the red zone. You're going to have to know where he is and take him away. But all in all, the 49ers should really dominate this game. They should dominate in the run defense, getting after the passer. It's going to come down to rushing with your eyes, rushing smart, compressing the pocket, plastering when he gets outside the pocket, and finishing plays. But the 49ers can do that and get some turnovers, and they'll go on to their second consecutive win.
Well, the defense looked really good on Sunday, so it'll be fun to get after Russ again out in Denver for the first time since he leaves Seattle. And Dante, if the Niners are to go 16-0 under Jimmy Garoppolo with those incentives, he's going to make a whole lot of money in the back end of this season.
Yeah, if they do go 16-0, I need my incentive. Package to kick in as well.
I guess 16-0, we'll take care of you, Dante, all right?
For sure.
All right, man. Hey, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week, dude.
All right, talk to you guys next week. Have a good one.
Dante's so good. Dante's so funny. When we talk about Fonga, man, he's the best safety in the league right now.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.